the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we mentioned that this structure of the supplication of Kumail consists of three stages. The first stage acts like a preamble to the supplication and prepares the supplicant for praying and imploring Allah to be ready to supplicate and entreat him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed this first stage in details in the previous episodes. The second stage is the one in which Imam alayhi salam names those wasail, those means, by which he seeks refuge to Allah. To our knowledge, there are four means. We mentioned those four means shortly in the previous episode, and now we'll have a look at them, each of them, in details. The first means is the previous mercy of the Almighty Allah towards His creatures, the previous grace of Almighty Allah, and His love for them. Imam alayhi salam says, O you who have gave rise to my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to goodness toward me, and to my nourishment, bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. The second means is our love for him, our confession of his unity and oneness. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Can you see yourself tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your unity? After your cognition my heart has embraced, your remembrance my tongue has constantly mentioned, and your love to which my mind has clung, after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, humble before your lordship. The third means, dear listeners, is our weakness in resisting the punishment, the thinness of our skins, and the frailty of our bones. You know my weakness, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, before a little of this world's tribulations and punishments. فَكَيْفَ احْتِمَالِي لِبَلَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ Even though it is a tribulation whose stay is short, whose subsistence is but little, whose period is but fleeting, how can I endure the tribulations of the next world and the great ordeals that occur within it? O Allah, my Lord, my master, my protector, for which things would I complain to you? For which of them would I lament and weep? For the pain and severity of the chastisement? Or for the length and period of tribulation? The fourth means is the seeking of refuge by a slave who has fled from his master, who has disobeyed him, and his asking and calling upon him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for help when he has no way and does not find any refuge except with his master. The Imam Ali alayhi salam illustrates this means remarkably with these words. So by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely, أقسم صادقا لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقَ If you leave me with speech, I will lament to you with the lamentation of the hopeful from amidst of the fire's inhabitants.
لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك. With the lamentation of the hopeful, I will cry to you with the cry of those crying for help. I will weep to you with the weeping of the bereft. And I will call upon you. Where are you, O the helper of the believers? O the goal of the hopes of the knowers? O the helper of those who seek assistance? O beloved of the hearts of the sincere. Now, by putting forth these four means, the second stage of this prayer comes to the end. The supplicant sought recourse to Allah with these four means in order for him to be able to stand before Allah, supplicating and beseeching Him.
واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي.
Now let us enter together with Imam Ali alayhi salam in the third stage of the prayer. In this final stage, Imam Ali alayhi salam presents his needs to Allah one after another. These needs begin from the low point related to the petitioner and his actions and end at the climax where the supplicant aspires and craves the infinite mercy of his master. At the lowest point, we say, O Allah, O my master, I beseech you to forgive me on this night and at this hour every offense I have committed. كل ذنب أذنبت. Every sin I have perpetrated, every ugly thing I have concealed. At the culmination of needs, we say, and make me among the most excellent of your slaves in share with you, the nearest of them in station to you, and the most elected of them in proximity to you. It is worthy of note here that those wishes which the Imam Ali alayhi salam presents before Allah through these phrases can be actually classified into four other kinds that we will, God willing, mention in the next episode. But the point is that this is the whole general frame of the supplication of Kumail. The first stage is a preamble, prepares the grounds for the servant to stand before Allah. The second stage is the one in which the Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the means by which he seeks recourse to Allah. And the third one is the different needs of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of the true servant, presented to the Almighty Allah. We will have a look at these kinds of needs that Imam alayhi salam presents before Allah in the next episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I